Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our text for this morning is found recorded in the 121st Psalm and reads as follows. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Though he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Dear friends in Christ and hearers, this text I like, because it says so much to us in terms of how God sees us and where we can look for help. In my own life, I don't find it possible that there's a time that I don't look for help, that I find it necessary to always have a ready source that is not just human, but godly. And our text goes into this. The background seems to be, by some writers, the idea of a pilgrim going in their various caravans to one place to another, and now they have to camp out at night, and they're hoping that, of course, robbers won't come down and vandalize them or even kill them. And they're asking that God would be their help, he would be one who would watch over them. That seems to be the thought of some writers. Whether it is or isn't, it still says a lot to us, because we are pilgrims one way or another in this world. Not people who belong here in a permanent way, but those who belong here to be a witness to Jesus Christ, do those things he would have us to do. And the text says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I think as we think of Advent, instead of just Christmas and the last coming, I think we could add to that the ongoing comingness, in the sense that we always look forward to coming, the watchfulness, the readiness, besides readiness, we look for God all the time, but not always terminal in the sense of the end. We do look for that too with joy. But even not knowing that, when that day is going to come, not knowing about that, we still look to him and say he's going to be our help. And not only do we look for it, we have confidence in our God that he's going to take care of us. He's going to watch over us. He's not simply there to swoop down like some vandal or something, and all of a sudden he's here and you can't do anything about it. But he's here now in our hearts, and he's still coming to gather us, and he's still here in a way that we can say he's going to sustain us one day to the next, until all things are safe and calm and consummated in the way he wants it. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. That's interesting, because sometimes when you say your prayers, we slumber, and sometimes we think God is asleep. You ever get that feeling sometimes? You pray a lot about one thing that you think ought to happen, and you think God fell asleep. Maybe he didn't hear you, and you yell a little louder. Maybe today you do it so many times more, you'll catch him in a good mood, that he might be really alert, had his cup of coffee. Humanly, we think things like that, but spiritually, of course, we know they're not true. And the Bible says he doesn't sleep. He that watches over Israel slumbers not nor sleeps. Knowing that should give beautiful comfort. We slip. We sleep, we make mistakes. We're never on time for God's plan in terms of what he would like to have us to do. But despite that, he is always there for us. He's always having his hand extended mercifully, saying, come. He always talks to his people in that way. Assumedly, of course, you're talking to those who believe. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. And you have to think of a desert now. If you think about the hot desert sun, which I can still remember, my last call, it was terrible. I'd always heard about a desert sun. I'd always seen these cartoons where they draw the little circles around the sun and makes it look more threatening. I never understood that until I got there. One day I recall trying to make some calls during the day, in the heat of the day, and I knew I could be the Midwestern. We always make our calls a certain way, a certain time, and people are at home, and I went out and I did this. And I felt like, I don't know how to describe it. I felt like I was a piece of meat in a freezer on one side, because the air conditioning blew on this side. It was 110 degrees on the other side. If you've had that experience, your body goes into all kinds of conniptions. It doesn't like it. And even though I got away from that one, I started walking down the street, that 115 degree sun was brutal. And I thought you should disrobe, take off clothes, and I wonder why people are wearing such long clothes. And I know why Arabs wear what they do. It's protective. Think about that, then you can see what he's saying. The Lord is thy keeper. The sun shall not smite thee by day. It was vicious. Very vicious. Take your choice, the vandals of the sun. Quicker to have death than to have to stroll through the desert and just die gradually. And the sun is merciless. But the Lord is one who takes us out of those circumstances. He doesn't allow us just to fall on our faces. And if we do, He picks us up. He picks us up. He is not the kind of God who will say, well, if you can make it through this part, there's an oasis way over there, but I'll have to turn my back on you until you get to the oasis, and then I'll look at you. No, He won't let the sun, or whatever you interpret as your sun in your life that can smite you, He won't let it get you down. Now, we can let it get us down. If we ignore our God, if we ignore His strength, His might, His power, His promises, if we don't hone in on those, it's not God letting us down. It becomes the fact that we are not really taking advantage of the blessings He offers us. Christmas time is coming. A lot of celebrations. Some of you can't study right now because you're thinking about the 16th and trying to figure out how not to do too much studying. And the profs are just about in your own camp too. Everybody's geared up for vacation. At the same time, there's another gearing up, wondering, how did I do last quarter? How will I make out financially? What's going on in my home? Why is it going on there? What does God want me to do? Did I really make the right decision? What is He trying to tell me? I feel kind of, well, I don't know what I feel. I have questions in my mind about my vocation. And if that is true, and you find yourself in any one of those, you go right back and say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. God has answers for you. God has comfort for you. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I love that last part because the power He gives us is not a dinky power. It's the power that made heaven and earth. Nobody has that kind of power but God Himself. And when He says, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth, nothing that I've mentioned can overcome that. Nothing that we can think of can negate that kind of power, that kind of majesty. And when you really put that to work and really let that come over in your mind, you can smile. A big spiritual smile, and also a big actual smile, too. You can say, God is not going to let me go to the pit. All the worries I may have, all the anxieties, whatever may be in your life or mine, you can still say, my help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. That's beautiful. Ask yourself a question. How many people in this world of over 4 billion people, can say that? far too few. We've been called, we've been given that power to share it. As we utilize it in our own lives, and we have the spiritual glow that says, Lord, this feels so good. And we have our many transfiguration experiences where we say like Peter, Lord, it's so good to be here. Then share that. Share that that other people can say when their lives are going literally to the pits, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Share it daily as one of your Advent pericopes, one of your Advent awarenesses, that there's always God there. God is really there to help, not to say, you know how Mount Olympus was when you read about the old Greek and Roman gods? They watched the little people in the theater there, and they said, let's mess up this one. And all the gods had a little caucus. And as someone was going to make it, say, wait a minute, hold it now, he's mine. Let's try something else. Let's see, can he get over that? And they had a little game. And the mortals were victimized by the game. Sometimes they were given great rewards, and sometimes they're wiped out. God is not like that. He doesn't play games. He doesn't play games. He gave us his very best, his son, Jesus Christ. And as he looks upon us, there's not a theater there. There's not a let's play game. It's let's help them. Let's bring them through. Let's walk with them. Let's protect them. Let's shelter them. Think about this, not only today, but through all your years, that our God is a good God, the only true God, the one who does get us through everything. And as we repeat the text again, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore.